More help for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The latest weapons from the U.S. expected to reach Ukraine soon.
It includes a number of different things, including anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles, as well as hundreds of these Switchblade drones. They're considered portable, more cost-effective, but also very good at achieving their targets, as well as thousands of pieces of body armor and helmets. Now, Russia, for its part, has repeatedly threatened to attack these weapon shipments, calling them legitimate targets. But top Pentagon officials said today, so far, those threats have not been carried out.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the Pentagon. More sanctions also announced as President Biden meets with NATO and EU officials. But he says the point is maintaining sanctions.
That after a month, we will sustain what we're doing, not just next month, the following month, but for the remainder of this entire year. That's what will stop him.
President Biden also says he thinks Russia should be removed from the G20 group of major economies, but that if some in the G20 don't agree, then Ukraine should be allowed to attend those meetings. Meantime, Ukrainian officials are accusing Russian forces of taking thousands of Ukrainians to Russia against their will. Russia says it's evacuating civilians who want to go to Russia. Former President Trump goes to court over the 2016 election.
The 45th president sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, claiming they tried to rig the 2016 election by linking his campaign to Russia. The federal lawsuit filed Thursday alleges the defendants maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that Trump was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. Special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the matter concluded there was not enough evidence to prove a criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. But Mueller also noted in his report that the findings do not exonerate the former president.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, a special counsel's investigation into the origins of the Russia probe continues. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A final day of confirmation hearings wraps up for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, with legal experts praising her qualifications and reputation. But Republicans are asking for pre-sentencing memos in some child pornography cases, which can include confidential court documents that prosecutors and victims' rights groups have said it's best to keep sealed.
Unacceptable. On my watch, I won't be party to it. I do not want this on my conscience, and I hope you don't either.
Senator Dick Durbin, the Judiciary Committee chairman, Judge Jackson has defended her sentencing decisions, saying they've been based on factors beyond just sentencing guidelines. Pro athletes will now be exempt from New York City's vaccine mandate, which means unvaccinated players will be allowed to play home games.
This is about putting New York City-based performers on a level playing field.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's also important for the city's economy, adding that he'll continue to promote getting vaccinated and boosted. But critics question the exception when the mandate still applies to other jobs, including private workers and government employees who could still lose their jobs for failing to get vaccinated. Census data revealing more about pandemic-related population shifts, including an increase in the number of people dying, a drop in immigration, and Americans heading from major cities to smaller ones as housing costs skyrocketed.
New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and San Francisco lost a total of 700,000 people in the first year of the pandemic, from July of 2020 to July of 2021. Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta gained more than 300,000 residents total. Data shows Americans even headed to places like Boise, Idaho, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, A decade ago, the Bureau says the opposite was true. Americans headed out of rural counties seeking urban living. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Wall Street rallies, the Dow up more than 300 points at the close. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.